Well, this was the most extraordinary thing, that in 1978, shortly after Basildon was given to the National Trust, I was contacted by Dr. Nandi, who lives in Calcutta, to say he'd written a book about his ancestor, Cantu Babu, and in it he had put a portrait of my forebear, and he was wondering if that was okay. It was a bit late, actually, to ask me once it'd been published, but there you are. And I said, fine, can we meet? And actually wrote to my father in the first instance, and Dad, as always, passed it all over to me. The thing was that when the first Francis went out to India, you went as an employee of the East India Company, and you got paid £5 a year as a junior. And even in those days, that wasn't enough to keep you going. Mm. And so what people were allowed to do was to do private trading on the side, as it were. And in the same trading station, there was Warren Hastings, who later became the Governor General of Bengal. A very famous historical character. And he employed this Indian agent, if you like, called Cantu Babu. And when he left India subsequently, the first Francis came back to India a second time, and he was recommended to Cantu Babu as his agent. And the two of them worked very closely together, clearly. Because Sykes had an official position as what was called the resident of the court of the Nawab of Bengal. This put him in the position of having to arrange for the tax collections, which the East India Company by then were able to keep and just pay the Nawab an allowance. In the meantime, Cantu Babu managed his private affairs for him. And he obviously trusted him a lot because subsequently Dr. Nandi gave me the original seal of Sir Francis, which he had had all these, his family had had all these hundreds of years and kept. And apparently it was very rare for a seal from a European to be left in India where it could be used like a signature. It was very unusual, and it showed there was considerable trust between the two. And anyway, I met Dr. Nandi, and we had this extraordinary meeting saying, well, you know, it's the first time the two families have met for whatever it was, 200 odd years. It was a very peculiar feeling in a way because, Dr. Nandi was very friendly and welcoming and all that sort of thing. He still comes, in fact, he's coming in August to stay with us. He's getting very old now.
Okay.
And it'll probably be his last visit, but he comes every year to stay with us for a weekend or something.